This is Drive with Jeff Hutchison on ABC Radio Perth.
In these times of social distancing, you'd probably think the idea of quietly casting a line would be okay, or taking the boat out would be okay. The organisation representing recreational fishers in WA has today called on members to, like everybody else, stay at home. I wonder how that's gone down with the fishers. Leyland Campbell is from Rec Fish West. Leyland, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
I'm happy to have you on. What was your message to fishers today?
I think the message was just to remember that we are in a state of emergency. These are very unique times. And the message from the Prime Minister and the Premier has been extremely clear. You should stay home. Only go out for a few very basic reasons: to get your food, to work if you have essential jobs that you can't do from home, to get a bit of exercise. But fishing doesn't always come under that essential circumstances. So I think what we were saying to people is, although fishing isn't being banned, mm-hmm. we've all got a role to play during this time. And just because you can go fishing doesn't mean you should. Really stop and think and decide, is this essential that I'm going out? What is this reason I'm going out for? And we want people to make good decisions, because to get over this pandemic, and we need everyone to be following the advice put out by the government. And, you know, if that means stay at home, if you can, then we should all stay at home.
I think you are being fantastically community-minded, but I wonder, how has the fishing community responded to you today?
It's been mixed, and I can't be frank, because there's a Frank I know who might disagree with me.
Frank Pocock.
But he won't say it in nearly as nice a word. I think we've been mixed. There's a lot of responsible fishers who are saying, thank you, that's given me some direction. And there's a lot of others who say, oh, but I can socially isolate. So
what
I'm
about that argument? Isn't that a compelling argument?
Well, it can be a compelling argument, but is it essential?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this social isolating applies for when you are going out for those essential things, like your shopping, like your exercise, like your work, like your medical appointments. It's not, oh, well, you can do what you want as long as you keep your 1.5-metre distance.
Yeah.
It's just bending the rules. So,
but fishing's good exercise, at least mentally, isn't it?
Well, it depends on how you're fishing. If you're
having a good day or not
after the salmon, it can be good exercise. If you're sitting in your chair on your boat for a few hours drinking a tinny with a bait over the water, there's not a lot of exercise happening there. So, yeah, there's a little from column A, a little from column B. We've had arguments about, oh, but I need to get food for my freezer. And I know from my experience, it'd be cheaper for me to buy my fish than catch it, but others may be a lot better at fishing than I am.
Leyland Campbell is from Rec Fish West. After 6 o'clock, if you want to come back and respond to that, 1300 222 720. I like the fact that he says, can you just not do it? We'd prefer it if you didn't do it. And yet, you know, I asked that question, but what if I'm socially isolated when I'm out in a boat by myself? And this is what we've talked about a lot in recent days, isn't it? The idea of we're being asked to do something, and then you can always come along and pick it apart by going, yeah, but what about this? But what about that? Or I should be treated this way, or I want to be treated that way. If you are a recreational fisher, have you given that some consideration? RecFish knows you want to go fishing. It's a challenging time, but they would prefer that you didn't.